You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Someone went out and asked nutritionists to rank the various Starbucks holiday drinks from healthiest to least healthy.
Mine's on the list.
Which one is yours?
I'm number 4 on the list, C. They gave it a
peppermint
C.
Peppermint mocha?
Peppermint mocha. Now, I order it Venti non-fat peppermint mocha with no whip. So I think the non-fat milk and the no whip might be knocking down the calories a little bit.
But it's mostly the grams of sugar, and I don't think
that
is going to
be touched
by what
you're doing. Flavored syrup, that peppermint syrup. I ordered one just about 2 weeks ago, I think I had one. They put way too much peppermint in it. It was like...
Yeah.
It was like mentholatum up in here.
Did you like hit a bump in your truck and spill some on your skirt?
It's my one holiday drink I like, so shove it.
Okay. The healthiest on the list is the iced sugar cookie almond milk latte.
Got a B+.
Only, in quotation marks, only 150 calories.
That's not bad,
3.5 grams of fat, blah, blah, blah.
Go down to the last one.
The worst one, in case you're wondering, is the salted caramel latte. It got an F on their grading. 470 calories, 59 grams of sugar.
So much sugar.
That's more than twice the added sugar you're supposed to have in an entire day. And yours is not that much better,
It's
buddy.
54, I know.
54 grams of sugar.
I wonder if they have a sugar-free peppermint
syrup. It'll taste like crap,
I'll have to ask next time I'm
up
there.
Yeah, it'll taste like crap.
Probably.
I still use the thumbs up emoji. I'm told by some people that that's cheesy and I should stop, but it just fits. What I found with the thumbs up emoji is it stops the ceaseless back and forth of texting. Because if you text a word like, okay, thank you, and you think that's it, then they'll write back, no, thank you. So you can kind of end things with a thumbs up. Thumbs up turned out to be the fourth most used emoji over the last year. Number one for the fifth year in a row is the crying laughing emoji. You know, the tears of joy one?
Yeah.
That's still number one in the world, followed by the red heart.
Beautiful.
Aww. Thumbs up number 4. The folded hands praying emoji. I see that one popping up a lot. That's in the top 10. The smiling face with hearts is in the top 10. Smiling face with heart eyes. I cannot bring myself to use that one.
Mm-mm.
But it's in the top 10. The least used emojis are the flag emojis. There are almost 260 different ones, which makes it the largest subcategory, but no one ever uses. Because why would you?
Yeah, you wouldn't. I'm going to start using those for no reason.
Might as well, just to make people think, right? They'll scratch their head like,
what? Huh?
Canadian flag, what?
Huh?
What does that mean? What else is trending?
George Clooney is trending this morning. There's a story out this morning talking about how he turned down $35 million. Think of that number. $35 million for one day of work to shoot a commercial for an airline company. He said he had ethical reasons. He had to think twice about doing it. He talked to his wife about it, and they decided against it. His quote is, "It was associated with the country, although it's an ally, is questionable at times. And so I thought, well, if it takes a minute sleep away from me, it's not worth it." So he called up his agent and said, "No, I'm not working that one day for $35 million. And his agent was like, "Oh, really? Come on. Like, think of my cut. Are you sure?"
I looked this morning. George Clooney is worth $500 million.
He doesn't
so
need
for
it.
Him to talk, it's in a way kind of rude to the average American to say, "Yeah, I had a chance to make $35 million. I said, "Nah, I'm not going to do that." I mean, he's worth $500 million.
He could have done it and just donated that money to a cause to combat whatever he was against or whatever.
Well,
you
no,
know.
Isn't that a good
That
point?
Would have been an interesting twist because that's a
Sir,
lot of money.
That is a solid point.
Yeah, if you don't need it, help somebody else out then instead of just turning it down. Anyway, so that's trending this morning. Speaking of big money, CMT released the best Christmas songs ever, and right there at the top is Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Hey, and careful! Most of our listeners love that song, so you're insulting
a lot
of people. Right now.
No, you enjoy it. You live your life. For me personally,
okay.
Now She is also in the news this morning because that song is the first holiday song to hit 10 million in sales. It also hit the holiday ringtone industry. It's the first holiday ringtone to be certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Imagine that going off every time somebody calls your SO.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bunch of other things. She's hitting Billboard's Hot 100 and blah, blah, blah. It happens every time during this time of year. Now, here's the thing. It only took her about 15 minutes to write that song. And I dug a little deeper to see how much money she's actually made off of it. Now, between 1994, when it was released, and 2016, she made $60 million off of that song.
Crazy.
And every year since, she's averaging about $2.6 million per year in royalties off that song. So she's deep into the $70 million mark just for the song. Now, that doesn't include how much she's making from holiday-themed merchandise, concerts, specials, books. I think there's an animated film tied to the song. It doesn't include any of that. So she's well over $100 million on this song, on this goofy Christmas song. And just knowing every year she can kick back, put her feet up, and know that she's going to get $3 million, basically, just for people playing it.
Yeah, and the
Isn't
thing is, it'll be for the rest of our life, because Christmas songs
forever.
Never go away.
Right.
And I mean, Bing Crosby's White Christmas from, almost a century ago
fan
or whatever.
Favorite.
Has sold like 50 million copies, and it's still played every year. So
yeah,
I'm telling
man.
You right now, in the year 2100, they'll still be playing the Mariah Carey song.
Yeah, they will. Does she have kids? I'm not up to date on my Mariah Carey trivia.
You know,
that stuff's
going to
be
of.
Passed on to her, her spawn.
That's a really good question.
I'll have to look that up later. Real quick, if you've been feeling a little sniffly, maybe kind of sick, your eyes are watering around the house, you don't have the Rona, you might have something called the Christmas tree syndrome. Now, this is from people who are bringing real trees into your house. They're saying once the tree gets into your home, it's naturally going to be kind of blowing around a little bit with your furnace running and maybe you walking past it. And everything that comes off of that tree is bad for your sinuses. There's mold coming off of it, dust, pollen, animal remnants. Maybe there was a squirrel running around in that tree. And now all of that stuff is swirling around your house and it's giving you Christmas tree syndrome. You're not feeling good. They say the best way to get rid of this is to take that tree out to your driveway and use a leaf blower to just blow the hell out of it. They say
makes sense, though.
Yeah, get kind of everything off of it. And then you're supposed to, wipe the trunk down or something with a bleach solution, which that sounds a little weird and not good for the tree. But although the tree is dead at this point.
This is the tree's revenge. You know, if you think about it.
It really is.
The tree gets revenge by jacking up your lungs.
So anyway, it's called Christmas tree syndrome. It's a thing this time of year, I guess. So, all right, let's do clickbait, DT.
Clickbait.
Did you find anything about her spawn?
Yeah, I did.
What's she got?
She has 10-year-old twins that she had with Nick Cannon. And I've forgotten all about it.
Yes.
Moroccan and Monroe.
Huh.
Monroe's named after Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Fine. I like this. Moroccan is named after the Moroccan decor in her apartment. So she liked
it's a brand?
The decor. No, it's like Moroccan, like the country.
Oh.
Morocco. It's a Moroccan decor, and she liked it so much that she named her child Moroccan.
Well, why not?
Why not just Morocco?
I don't know, man. Join her fan club and ask her.
Oh, I'm already a member.
Hey, our Facebook also involves Mariah Carey, our clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
And this is funny.
Now, even if you haven't heard of the band Twisted Sister, you know the song, We're Not Gonna Take It. Once you hear it, you know it. They mashed up We're Not Gonna Take It with All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it's really well done. Let's give you a little smile today. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
The funny thing about it is the video portion of it. I mean, the mashup of the two songs is well done, but the video is great because it's all people losing their you-know-what when they hear the song.
Yeah. It's fun. It's goofy. It's worth a click. Come on.
Made me laugh.